Now I put in this one just for fun. Note there's a huge down the bottom, this is not examined. Like it used to be examined when I went through in the good old days, but I've sort of backed off a bit, saying this is now for sort of academic interest and potentially maybe you might want to know about mechanistic chemistry and sort of have a look at it and follow through. So we're looking at then as a Fischer esterification mechanism to indicate how a typical reaction of these systems works. There's lots of steps. So we're taking our carboxylic acid, we're reacting with the alcohol. You can see that the O, which is delta minus, is attacking the carbon, which is delta plus. The carboxylic acid at the start has been protonated over here, so you can see there's a protonated form of the alcohol has attacked the carboxylic acid, and we end up with a protonated carbonyl. So subsequent attack of that alcohol then forms that intermediate. That intermediate then is transformed into a tetrahedral intermediate. Okay, so this guy, oxygen, is now attached to the carbon, which is what we're seeing here. So we've got an oxonium ion. The double bond O broke, so we end up with a hydroxyl over here. Now we get another attack of an alcohol onto the oxonium ion. That then reforms the protonated alcohol, and we're left with a type of ether linkage here. That then reacts with protonated alcohol, which is picked up here, and we then find that the protonated alcohol is attacked by the hydroxyl down this end of the molecule. So we end up with an oxonium down this end of the molecule now. We then get an attack of another alcohol molecule back on the first hydroxyl, which pushes off the oxonium ion, so water is lost as a leaving group at this point here. And then that gives us our product, which is the ester, which is what we're after. So that is Fischer esterification. Now in that you can see it's lots of the same sort of thing over and over again. Nothing too strange, but it's just quite a tricky one to know all of the different steps.